let me know, man. Put me in the movie or some shit.
It's funny because the stylist for First Lady is from, he's from New Jersey, but he live out there in San Diego.
Yeah. So welcome back to PoePolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. We're live on IG right now. This will be on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts or watch videos, it'll be on there. 1212 and Place to Be with producer, director, Dennis Reed the second. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm watching your movie, man. I wanted to watch it earlier, but I can't say why. I'll tell you offline why I couldn't watch it earlier.
I hope it was for a good reason, man.
Yeah, it was for a good reason, but yeah, I've been watching it. It's a great movie. I like it. That's my movie. That's my genre. That's the only movies I watch is like black movies like that.
Like the hood joints. The hood joints.
Yeah, I love movies like that. So I saw it got Hoops on it, got Jim Jones on it, got Royce Reed. I'm only watching the first one. So the second one got the same people?
The second one got Hoops, it got Young Dro.
Okay.
It's got Young Dro, Hoops. It got a couple people, but I don't even know who all in it. It slaps though. Like the second one is dope as fuck, bro.
So I'm saying I'm like ignorant to the whole like movie stuff. So I don't even know. So when are you the producer, director? Like what exactly do you do for the movie? Like you write the whole thing? Like what exactly is your role?
So I am the writer, the producer, and the director. So I'm the executive producer. I got like 5 producers.
Okay.
So I'm the one that put like 90% of the cash up. I write it and I direct.
And then you pick the actress and actors too?
Yeah, I do all that shit. Like it's a team of us though. So it's like me, a girl named Sonya, Hoots help out with producing. KDZ, who play Cisco, he help out with producing. It's a couple, man. It's the best shit ever. That shit look good. You over there getting loud for real.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get right, man. I always get right in my interviews, so, you know, trying to get right, man.
Gotta get right. But, you know, writing is what I like to do, though. If it's up to me, I just write and direct.
I know, like, so it's probably like, how long did it take you for this whole process for actually both movies? Like how many years to write everything, to do everything?
So to write everything, it legitly it takes me like maybe a month to write a script, if that. And then it takes us like either like a month and a half to 2 months just to rehearse and, you know, pick out the cast and all that. And then while we doing the rehearsing and picking out the cast, we'll be like getting locations, getting everybody that's gonna be in it the whole nine yards. And then it takes us 10 days to shoot that bitch. And then it takes us 2 months to edit, a couple of weeks to do the scoring, and then write to y'all.
That's quick.
So, yeah, we get them out. Like the goal for this year, so I just did a movie called Indictment. And Indictment got Jennifer Williams, it got Benzino, it got Yada, it got KDZ again, it got Lee Master Spratlin again. All the other guys I really mess with, Velda Hunter, got all them in it. So with that, I'm about to drop that like at the end of the month, at the end of June. And then I'm gonna start filming He Said, She Said, and then First Lady 3. So I'm trying to get 3 movies out this year.
Where you at?
I'm in Detroit.
Okay, so you're in Detroit too. DB. So where are you? So right now, I'm watching your movie on Tubi. So it's how does the distribution work when you come out with a movie?
So it's like music, man. I think it's a little bit better than music, but it's like music. Like I go with a distribution company. So I'm with a company called Indie Rights, and with Indie Rights, they give it to like Tubi, Peacock, Amazon Prime, all of them. And it's just like an 80-20 split my way. It's a good thing, man.
That's tight.
I love it.
I will say, so how did you come up with the concept of First Lady? Because it seems that you got a trilogy coming up now.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. Probably going to end up being like five of them shits, though. like when I told Hoots when I first hired her, I was like, yo, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be like five movies. She was like, After the second one, she was like, yo, this shit fire. We got to keep going.
And I got to give her props, too, because, like, she's actually doing really good. Like, she's playing good roles. Like, I know most people might just think, oh, she do reality. But I'm watching it, and it actually, like, it's believable. It's not like, you know, some people, it's not believable.
Nah, she good as fuck, man. Yeah. She good. Royce good in it, too, though. Like, Royce killed it in First Lady 1. Young Dro killed it in First Lady 2. I think Jim Jones is amazing as an actor. I wish I could get him more. But like with Indictment, Yada, are you familiar with Yada?
Mm-mm.
So Yada, dude from Vegas, man, he's in that in the Rick Ross camp.
Okay,
dude is official. You know, like music good, and the dude can act his ass off. And then Jennifer Williams, you gonna be her and Benzino. You gonna be like, what the fuck? They could really act, man. Like, Jen is good. Benzino is good, man. But we rehearse this shit. Like, it ain't like you just come and you just act. We don't just give you a script and you act. You really got to rehearse with us. So
they rehearse for it. How long are the rehearsals?
We rehearse for 2 hours a week. I mean, 2 hours a day. 2 hours, 2 weeks. 2 hours, 2 days a week. So 4 hours a week. That's how many. And we do it for basically, we do about 8-9 rehearsals. And then we get the film.
And I say, it seems like you're blending in hip hop with your movies too. Are you doing that on purpose?
I'm a hip hop dude.
Oh, so let's talk hip hop. What's up?
I'm a hip hop dude. Like,
what is hip hop to you first before we
What is hip hop to me?
Yeah.
Hip hop is fucking everything, bro. Like when I write, I listen to music. Like when I was writing First Lady 1, I was listening to Tribe Called Quest a lot. I was listening to a lot of Jay Dilla shit. Like, a lot of shit that Jay Dilla produced, I could rock to that when I'm doing. So, like, Common and all that shit, I was going off that while I was writing. Then when it's like serious shit, like the Shoot 'Em Up Bang Bang, I listen to Jay because Jay would be doing that shit kind of smooth, you know? Now, since Jim Jones been in the movie, I've been really, really listening to Jim shit because, like, low key, Jip was a dope ass artist, bro. Yeah, like, yeah.
He actually came a long way. He wasn't as good as first, but now his latest, yeah, he's been dropping heat.
Yo, he is
Wasted Talent. The Wasted Talent.
Wasted Talent is low key one of the tightest joints I ever heard in my fucking life, bro.
That shit was hard.
I listen to Wasted Talent. Like, if you look at my playlist right now, my guy, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Wasted Talent. Who are you listening to when your playlist?
In my playlist right now, shit, let me look. Apple Music. I got everybody in this bitch, man. It's gonna trip you out. So I'm listening to the People, the Jim Jones new shit, the Wasted Talent shit, No Guidance by Drake and Chris Brown.
Yeah, I like this shit.
I'm on this one kid from here named Q9. You know, Jay Electronica shit with Travis Scott.
Yeah, I interviewed Q9. I had him on the show.
Yeah, I got Q9. Q9 is also an Indictment. Okay. You know what I mean? Then I'm listening, of course, to Meat Meal and Yo Gotti shit that came out, that Untrapped shit. That whole shit was, like, dope to me, you know? Then it's a guy from Detroit named Baby L. I listen to his shit. And KDZ, I listen to his shit. You know, I've been listening to this Usher and Zaytoven, LMA, the Carters, of course. Shit. Of course, Victory. I listen, man, that's it. Shit. I like music, man. Jay-Z Unplugged shit. John B shit. I love music, man. I can't write without music. When I'm writing, I'm listening to music.
Have you been checking out the Versus battles?
Yes. My
favorite
one was probably I like the shit with Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. I like the shit with I like Nelly and Ludacris shit. You know, I was trying to get into the shit with Telly Riley, but once it fucked up, I didn't look at the next day.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted I put on my page that literally I really wanted 50 to go against Ja Rule. I think that would be like the best shit ever.
Yeah.
I think if 50 went against Ja Rule, because 50 fire, I love 50, but I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Ja Rule had that shit on lock, bro. The way they stole that shit from him. They bitched him with that. He had that shit on lock. He should have never went against 50. He just said, fuck you, do you.
I don't think 50 won a chance that battle. I think it's a chance he can lose.
It's not a chance.
Limited Up is a winner. He got so many.
Like, people slip. They sleep on Ja Rule, bro. Like,
he's murder.
Like even with DMX said, like, I go against Jay-Z. I'm like, he can't do that. But then I listen to DMX shit. DMX got some shit, my dude.
Oh, yeah.
DMX was there.
It was that one year where he dropped 3 albums and they all went platinum. That same year, I think it was 99, when he dropped all three albums and it all went platinum. He was hot that year. He was hotter than everybody that year.
Man, he was dog. Like, he was dope. You know who I really want to see go? And I know this will be like, they probably won't like it, but I want to see like Lil Kim against Foxy Brown, bro. And I know Lil Kim got more hits, but I just think that would be dope. Or even Lil Kim against like, what's her name? The one, Nikki. She could do Nikki. Like, but cause Lil Kim and Foxy Brown have bars, bro. And I'm not really into like the new women hip hop for real. Cause I'm like, I love MC Light, but then I love Cash Doll from here. Cash Doll is fucking fire. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like, even like, I'll be fucking up. Like, another dope ass lyricist is like Royce 5'9". Like, I could listen to his shit all day, bro. Like, just music. You know, like when Royce shit first came out, like last month, I went crazy writing on He Said, She Said. I finished He Said, She Said off that.
You like Eminem?
No, I love Eminem.
Okay.
Like, because I think the thing with M, like, before Proof died, Proof was like my brother, so that was my guy. So, like, anything that Proof was involved in, like I remember when Proof was alive, it was like he was with Trick. I don't know if you up on Trick.
I know.
So he was with Trick, and Trick and Proof, the Goon Squad was so motherfucking dope. That was the name of their group.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, it was a place called the Hip Hop Shop. If you ever looked at 8 Mile, that Hip Hop Shop shit, they used to have like battles up there. Maurice Malone used to own it. I'm talking Royce 5'9 up there, Eminem up there. Jay Electronica been up there. Everybody's up in that bitch, bro. And Jerome Mongo and Maurice, they used to own that bitch. That bitch used to slap. Them battles used to slap, bro. You know? Like, hip-hop is fucking everything. Eminem is a GOAT, though. Like, he's one of them. He's like that unicorn. He's like, I won't put him on that Jay-Z level, but he's like right there. Money-wise, he's there for sure. Like, but lyrically,
who are your top five?
Ooh, see, my top five. Jay, Biggie. Everybody like Nas. I'm just okay on Nas. Jay, Biggie, Eminem. Big Daddy Kane.
Oh yeah, I like Big Daddy Kane too.
And this gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna say LL.
Why? LL is like shit to me. When you saying Ja Rule, that's like kind of like the where Ja Rule kind of came, the offspring.
Yeah, I like the people. I can listen to them all day. Like,
I'll ask you about the so far as like. With the making movies, because I know a lot of people be saying they be writing and they got all this stuff, they got scripts. What steps should they take if they want to kind of get to your level?
Doing it, man. I tell people don't do the unicorn shit. I mean, the butterfly shit. Don't do the butterfly shit. So the butterfly shit is making a movie about butterflies, something that nobody want to see but you. Mm. So in order for me to do good shit, I got to do something that I think you would like. I think other people going to like, not just what I like. Because if you talk about chess, I could talk about chess all day, but who want to watch a movie about fucking chess? You feel me? So you first got to do a dope-ass script. You know, and the secret to doing a dope-ass, the secret to doing a dope-ass script is just having, like, talking about shit that is everyday shit. You know, like, everyday drama is the best shit ever. And then finding the right actors in it. You know, you don't have to have, like, super dope celebrities. Like, if you could just get that one or two Instagram person that does really, really well, you know, and that's what people, like, fuck up at. Like, they want to put their friends in the movie. You could put your friends in it, but you got to get somebody that people want to see, you know? And it could be an Instagram person. It could be a Love and Hip Hop person. It could be just somebody that people want to see. And you film that shit right and just go from there and do a dope-ass soundtrack. I think the soundtrack for First Lady is, like, low-key one of the dopest soundtracks I heard.
When I first played Turn It On, I was like, okay. Yeah. I was into that shit was hitting. Yeah.
I'm a music person, bro. I love fucking music, man. Love music. Love it. So that's it, man. Find a dope distribution company and just work. Because making movies, man, is not as hard as everybody thinks. It used to be like you had to have this big, huge budget. You know, you had to try to get into theaters. Now you could just put that shit on Amazon Prime and Tubi and, you know, all the streaming networks, because streaming is what's fucking killing right now.
Yeah.
During this pandemic, oh my God, bro. I'm waiting to see my check after this pandemic.
You might be balling out, huh?
Shit. I might be able to go buy me a new dining room set or something. I don't know.
I was saying now, as far as the equipment, I was reading like people can do movies from their phones now.
They can. I'm not. I'm using Reds. A Red camera. That's what we use on Indictment for I Declare War, I mean, for First Lady, we use the Black Magic. So I try to use good equipment, good lenses, you know, because the way that shit look is everything, man. You don't want to have something that just look old. You want shit that is industry standard. But iPhones, they say it's good with it. I ain't fucking with it, though. I'm not doing it. I can just see me now trying to have a serious actor here and my ass like this. They come like, I'm getting the fuck up. They would be on Instagram like, this motherfucker is fucking filming this movie with an iPhone. I fucking give up. They don't even take you serious.
I want to say how you feel about far as like, you know, YouTube and everything. I feel like YouTube kind of like its own, like, you know, you can make your own media, own TV channel, everything out of that.
YouTube is good, man. I don't like YouTube for a lot of reasons, though. I don't like the fact that they let other people put our content up and they don't own it. And then we got to go through hoops just to get that shit taken off. You know, so I feel like that should be a lawsuit in its own because you're taking money off from me. You know, that's like YouTube with the new bootleg shit. Remember when you used to be able to get all the DVDs on bootleg? That's fucking YouTube right now. That shit pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, that shit be crazy. Like, anytime, I shouldn't be saying this, but I guess I'll say it. Free game for whoever listening. But anytime, let's say you watching, like, a fight or something like that, a pay-per-view, man, you wait, like 6 hours, it's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, it's
sometimes it's like right after that, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and people don't get it, man. Like I never, ever, never been one to buy bootleg shit. Like, I just never did. But now that I'm in this industry, and I noticed that, like, when First Lady came out, we did over 1 million views for First Lady off Amazon and Tubi together, mm-hmm. right? But then motherfucking YouTube did, like, almost 600,000 in, like, 1 month. You know? So that shit killed me. Like, really killed me. A dog going crazy. Uh-huh. You know? It's like, it 600,000.
Like you can have your channel, like somebody else just uploaded it. You didn't have your own.
Somebody else uploaded it.
Oh.
Somebody else did it, and that shit, it don't kill me, but you taking at least
almost a half a million views.
You taking about a good $200,000 out of my pocket.
Wow. So what happened? Did you run up on
him? I'm gonna run up on YouTube. We don't even know who the fuck doing it. Like, it's motherfuckers that we don't know. We don't even know who it is. We have no clue who it is. So that be the fucked up shit. So we losing a bunch of money and YouTube is still paying them money off the shit. So we could contest it, but we don't get no money from that shit. YouTube, if they not paying them, they getting a free check.
Huh.
And that's bullshit to me. You know, because every time I do a movie, it's costing me a lot of money.
What about Netflix?
Netflix, I don't deal with them because I just haven't had none that I want to give to them, for real. I had a deal with them for I Declare War, but it fell through. But Netflix, they pay well. You know, they pay real well. Shit. If they get that upfront money, they give you that advance money if you're thinking about music.
So how many movies you made so far?
So I did First Lady. I did 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 movies, 3 out, 1 about to come out. And then I got a TV series called I Declare War. That's 8 episodes of that. That bitch fire.
What's I Declare War about?
It's about these 3 mafia families trying to take over the drug trade in Detroit. So you got the Chaldea family, the white family, and the black family. And that shit's crazy. I Declare War is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. 8 episodes. Like, if you binge watch that shit, you'll be like, power what? Like, seriously, that shit fire. Like, fire.
What's your goals with your brand? What are you trying to do? Where you see yourself in a couple years?
I'm trying to be the best motherfucker out here, period. Like, I want to have a TV series on one of the major networks. And I want to be able to do, like, at least 5 movies a year from me. And then I want to be able to do, like, 12 movies just from my company. So that's the plan.
And who are the people, like, you kind of, I guess, you know, how you have benchmarks. So who are the people that you look at, kind of, like, admire?
So, like, here, it's kind of funny because it's a crew. I don't know if you ever saw Plug Love, but it's a crew here.
Yeah.
Like, so Moolah and them, they're my guys. Like, they were the benchmark, you know. We kind of catching up with them, but we know, like, dollar for dollar wise, we finally getting where they are, because they've been doing it for a long time, and then their marketing shit is just so fucking amazing. Like, they understand the business of it, and that's why it's really cool to have people in your city that you cool with, because now I could just go call them, talk to them, and then we just kick it about how to do this shit the right way. So they really have helped me out with marketing, showing me, like, okay, you could put First Lady out, but if you don't market that shit, bro, ain't nobody gonna see that shit, period. Like, it's a reason why people out here doing these movies. You know, like, if you just think about 50 Cent, dude was doing movies, and they like, what the fuck, he doing these little low-budget movies? But that shit was for a reason, because he was building up for power. You know, so, like, with Moolah and them, they are, like, my benchmark here. And I think, like, from talking to them, because we talk often, it's like now we trying to basically get to, like, we chasing 50. Mm. Like we chasing 50. And then once we catch 50, then we chase Tyler. You know, like, those are the people that we chasing. Like, they both attainable. We could get them. Like, we could catch up. Like, Dennis Reed Productions, and I'm starting a new company called Primo, but we could catch that because now we understand the marketing of it. You know, it was a time that I couldn't say, okay, I'm going to put $50,000 towards marketing. Now I can put $50,000 towards marketing.
I'm going to say, how do you market movies?
Well, I market on Amazon, on YouTube, I market on Facebook and Instagram.
It's the same way, like Facebook ads, Facebook sponsors. Like, same.
Yeah, I just do ads.
That's the same shit. Ads. Everybody be doing the shit.
Just doing ads.
Put more into it.
Yeah, put more into it and doing it the proper way. You know, you just can't just throw ads up there and thinking, like, for example, I own a restaurant here called Mighty Wing Shop, right? So if I put an ad up and the ad is playing in California, it doesn't fucking matter. They not coming to Detroit in the 48235 to eat chicken and waffles. You know, so I just wasted $1,000 on ads for no fucking reason. So once you understand your market and who to advertise to and how to advertise to them the right way, you win. You know, you win.
So do you do it yourself or you hire somebody?
So I have my cousin, Sean. He's one of the people helping me right now. what you say?
I said, that shit be hard trying to do those ads and shit.
Nah, you know what? Honestly, though, it's not really as hard as people think it is. It's just learning how to do it the right way one time. And once you learn how to do it the right way one time, it works. You know? So it's like with Sean, we took this marketing class, basically learning how to properly market on the internet. And that shit worked, man. Mm. You know? And then you gotta hire like the publicist and all that shit. It's like you have to do what the big boy is doing if you wanna become a big boy. You know, you can't just keep on doing the same shit thinking you're going to get those results. It's just, if you not putting the marketing and the money behind your movie, stop making movies.
Stop making movies. So what you want to talk about chess? What you know about chess?
What you know about chess? You can't beat me at chess.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm like, all right, but I'll be winning though. So I don't know.
I've been playing chess legitimately since I was 5 years old, man. My mother sat me at the table and was like, in order for you to be great, you have to know how to play this game, period. I know how to do that shit. I know how to do it. Chess is one of the things that, like, if I think you ain't shit, I'm going to fucking beat you in just a couple of moves. But if I think that you are worth my time and my efforts, I sit there with your ass for fucking 3 hours and quietly kill your ass.
I want you to go back to that quote your mom gave you, though. Why she said that?
What'd you say?
Did you say your mom said you have to learn this game to be great? So I want you to talk about that. Why is that?
Because it's a thinking man's game, man. You know, like a lot of times people get in trouble from things that they do at a spur of a moment. Like you whipping out pistols, shooting motherfuckers over something that happened in a spur of a moment. You fuck up your whole entire life. But when you think shit through, normally shit don't happen. You know, like when you can take yourself out of the situation and really think it through. Like, you know how it is. Like, you have a girlfriend and your girlfriend will say some stupid shit and you like, bitch, why you say that? And you're like, why did I say that to her? So now you like thinking about the shit. You like, man, why you say that? What's going on? But in the moment, you be like, bitch, I could kill your ass right now. But when you think the shit out, you normally are okay. You know, so even with movies, like, it was a time when I first started doing, well, I did plays first. So I came from the play world. And I came from the play world. So by me being in the play world, it's like something would happen on set and I'd be ready to stop the whole fucking show. Like, stop it all. With movies now, a motherfucking actor might not show up one day. And I'll be like, okay, I know what to do. And I just go through it because I thought that shit out now. It's like what they say, an expert is somebody that failed more than you tried. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the way I think. That's how I think with chess, all that shit, bro. So, hey.
And what would you like to say to your fans and supporters?
Y'all the dopest motherfuckers in the world, man. They dope because, like, if you look, I put First Lady, I put the trailer for First Lady on my restaurant page. That bitch did 1.6 million views and did like 40,000 shares.
Damn.
Like, That shit was amazing. So now I just put a, I've been advertising, so I just put a new one up. That bitch is at like, what is like 120,000 views in like a week and something like 400 or something shares. I just think like people that fuck with you really fuck with you. Like we be sitting up here trying to get like a million people to like us. But if you could just get you like that quick 10, 20,000 people to like you and follow you and you know they're going to always watch your shit. Like Tyler Perry understood that shit. Like you might think his shit trash, but he got like a whole little corner over there
like
that, that love his shit. So every movie, every play, every time he on the internet, every time he on the radio, they're going to look at that shit for Tyler. They're going to look at it. And that's all you need. You just need to fucking carve out your little niche for your people to find you and love you and represent you. Because once you have people that love you like that, you, it's hard to fail, bro. You know that you're going to be able to make that $1 million a month or that $1 million a year, whatever your goal is, just from having that one crew over there that fuck with you, you win.
How you build your crew up?
Huh?
How you build your crew up?
By putting out good shit.
Uh-huh.
by putting out good shit. Like, you gotta put out good shit and you gotta keep on making your shit better. You know, so many times we get complacent on what we do. We can't do that. We gotta keep on elevating our shit, you know. So with me, it came from, okay, I was using this kind of camera, and my writing was to I'm going to use this kind of camera, and now my actors and my writing is a little bit better. Then we get the first lady that we're using this camera, and my writing is becoming a little bit better, and my actors are becoming even more better. To now we at indictment, and the writer and the actors are both here. The cameras is up here. The lens is up here. The location's up there. We went from saying, you are in the police station to really being in the police station with real police cars, with real people, with real cops walking around that bitch. And I'm like, damn, I'm paying for all this shit. Like, this is God right here. Like, it'd be like really fucking amazing. You know, you feel like, yo, I did this shit. And then like, we did this shit. But it comes from our fans loving us, man.
I want to say thanks for coming through politicking with me.
Man, I appreciate you letting me come on here, man. I need one of them shirts, too. I need the whole shirt. I need that. You need to send me that shirt in a 3X ASAP. All
right, but I need a job being shit.
Man, shit. Don't play with me.
I try to be in a movie, shit.
I
can be whatever role. It ain't got to be, though. It can be whatever role. I'm with it.
Yo, you kidding, bro? Like, it's funny because my homeboy Norm in New Jersey, he do the same thing you do. And dude is funny. He like, bro, you put me on, I promise people gonna watch. I flew him in here to do my red carpet, man. So if we do something, man, you gotta come through.
All right, let me know, man. So what's your social media again?
My social media is Dennis Reed with two I's after the D on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Dennis Reed. And then on Facebook, is Dennis Reed. Everything is Dennis Reed, man. That's all. Just Dennis Reed.
Cool. Yeah, just